Okay, Matt, I wish there was some way of resolving these issues. It just does seem to be correlated with temperature, but that, of course, may have nothing to do with causation. So, anyway, thank you for your comments. Next up and final on the first round through is ACATO Don. Don, how's the banging on your ceiling going?
Thanks, Pat. ACATO Don. Well, the roofers are continuing to work on North Campus, so I hope they finish this month. That was the plan, and we'll see. I've stopped by the shack, but not a lot going on there, really. I mostly step in if I have to take a phone call, since my office is kind of a high traffic area and it's right down the hall. But things seem relatively calm. On the repeater, yeah, my assessment is very similar to Matt's. I don't think the load would be that high. I mean, compared to, like, the video processing for a Zoom call or something, this is kind of minuscule. It's got a dedicated gigabit uplink connection there. It is behind the next generation firewall on campus, so it's pretty well protected, and my department's firewall expert wrote the rules and modified them to allow the necessary traffic through for both Arrow Repeater and Wolverine Tower and the W8UM on Weiser Hall. So I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. We do not have an external temperature probe, but that segues right into my next project, which is my temperature probes, which I am just about now ready to finally design a printed circuit board. It's been 3.5 years since I've designed a board, and it'll be the second one of my life, and I find the CAD software is wonderful, but also a very steep learning curve, so I don't want to have to do it more than once, so I was taking great pains every time I ran into a snag with the CAD to test it even more and be sure my circuit was absolutely solid. So if I ever finish off that PC board, I'll have cheap temperature sensors we could deploy anywhere. That's about it for me, so I'll hand it on back, ACATO.